Homily 39, Jesus Calms the Violent Seas. Who is this, whom even the winds and the waves obey? When my very young sister jumped off a dock into deep water, she would have drowned had I not been there. I shall never forget the panicked look on her face. Think of Jesus walking on the water and calling out to St. Peter, who, impetuously, did not hesitate to walk to Jesus, only to become petrified and start to sink because of his lack of faith. Afterwards, Peter and the disciples went to the local bar to calm their nerves, only to be met by Jewish authorities curious about Jesus. And Peter said to them, "He may be the Messiah, but he can't even swim." Years ago, at a beach south of Boston, I witnessed a young man thrashing about in the wild surf. A lifeguard got to him, but the terrified man fought him off, sank out of sight, and was found dead only several days later. When at Worcester Polytech, I used to work summers for a utility company. And my colleagues and I would hire a sea captain now and then in his boat and be taken out for deep sea fishing. And one day, a storm came up unexpectedly. And the waves were so high that the boat often became so vertical that the propeller and shaft were out of the water, making a very strange noise. I'm telling you the truth here. My colleagues were petrified, some sick. I loved it. I knew the old sea captain had been out in even rougher seas. I've seen surfers in northern Oahu in waves 80 feet high. We've all seen the films of the horror of the 2011 Japanese tsunami and the Texas and Florida floods. Now the Jews, being a desert people, had an ambivalent attitude toward water. To be sure, water was exceedingly precious to desert people, and the living water that Moses drew from the rock at Meribah is etched in Jewish memory to this very day. But unlike their Phoenician neighbors to the north, the Jews were not a seafaring people, apart from a few Jewish fishermen who did not venture far from shore. For them, the sea symbolized the dark power of evil that threatened to destroy God's good creation and God's people. Moreover, God created the sky and land by separating them from the dark primal waters. The Psalms often speak of the Creator God who rules the raging seas, commanding their threatening waves to quiet down. In the Bible's book of Daniel, seven sea monsters are finally put to flight by one like the Son of Man. In this morning's gospel, we hear of Jesus assuming this very role of God's agent who rebuked the wind. And he said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." To this day, warning signs dot the western coast of the Sea of Galilee, warning of storms that wash away cars and nearby parking lots. What we hear in this morning's gospel, however, is that Jesus is no Noah who tried to escape God's calling. Jesus is so confident of his mission and power that he can fall asleep on a pillow. It's also underscored that he is like us in all things but sin and can experience fatigue. The disciples are vexed. Doesn't he care that the boat is about to sink and take them with it? Jesus quizzically reverses the question and puts them on the spot with the remark often found in Mark's gospel, "Don't you have any faith?" I would have scolded the disciples for forgetting their surfboards. When Jesus rescues the disciples from a storm, We are witnessing something similar to God's rescue of the Jews in the Red Sea. The fairly recent Christian Bale Exodus movie has the Charles Heston version beat by a mile. It's stunning, absolutely stunning. In Jesus, God's kingdom is at hand. The same divine power that made the world in the first place. And this power is now living in Jesus and acting through him. If you become Jesus' disciples for the kingdom of God, this story becomes your story, whether you realize it or not. Wind, storms will come your way. The power of evil was broken on the cross and in the empty tomb. But there are still too many people who prove that the shrill malevolence of evil exists. Christians, the church as a whole, the local churches here and there, individual Christians, can get hurt, do get hurt, and even killed as a result. So when Jesus wakes up, pray to him in your fear and anger. Don't be surprised when he turns to you as the storm subsides in the background and asks, "Don't you have any faith?" And never forget what John's gospel teaches. Out of his heart flows rivers of living water. With this in mind, let us end by using the prayer of the Venerable Bruno Lantieri, the founder of the Oblates. I urge you to begin each day leaving the past to the mercy of God, the future to his divine providence. Do not let yourself be troubled by anything, not even by your own failings. Take care to overcome them immediately by an act of love of God. Quiet. Be still.